A special musical treat and a trip around the world. We've got Dr. Jonathan Overby in the studio with us. He's the executive producer and host of the WPR Weekend World Music Show, Higher Ground. You can hear him every Saturday night from 7 to 11 on WPR's NPR News and Classical Music Network. And you can check out the archives at WPR.org. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's good to be here. Normally, this time of day, I'm taking a big nap in my office, but it's great to be here with you folks. Thanks for inviting me.
You got to catch up on your Z's for your late shift on
Saturday night.
That's exactly the point, right?
Well, tell us about the range of music covered by the phrase world music. What does that encompass?
Well, to try to give you a definitive answer would get me in a lot of trouble. But what I will say is that world music is really all music in my thinking. It's a blend of traditional music that began in villages and tribal settings and very early on. And of course, out of that setting came what we call classical music today. So what we hear on Higher Ground are traditional styles of music from villages, from people who are creating music as practitioners. And sometimes it's got tradition and a little modernity all mixed in.
And what had spurred your love of world music?
Well, I didn't do so well in college as a musician, so I decided I better study. When you don't play, you teach, or whatever that thing goes. So I got really interested in the power of world music to create greater understanding of people who are different. I think it's a way of reducing human hatred in part, and that's the onus behind Higher Ground.
Now, you get to introduce Wisconsin to a lot of fantastic music, probably sometimes things you would never hear anywhere else. Tell us a little about how you would describe your radio show, Higher Ground.
Well, in a word, it's eclectic, but inclusive. And when I say inclusive, it celebrates women in music, diverse cultures in music, regional things, both styles of music that may be a little bit different for folks who don't live in the West. So part of my goal is to, as I call it, grow people's ears, give them a chance to learn about other styles of music not so familiar, including some songs that are most familiar.
And within, we'll get to clips in just a moment, but within the realm of world music, do we see a lot of boundary crossing, people drawing together, you know, different styles from different places?
Well, there is a lot of, as you say, boundary crossing, and some of it works and some of it doesn't. But the reality of it is that people want to explore, collaborate, and blend their sounds with other traditions, and I think that's very edifying.
Well, there's a piece that you've given us to sample, and I guess fusion music would be the term for what this is. And it's a combination I've never heard before, but it's delightful. I want to share that now. Let's take a listen.
I wanted to have that without too much setup there because it's a nice surprise. Tell us about this track and what's going on there.
Well, it's very danceable, as we all could tell.
We're all bouncing around in
our chairs. But it's a style of music that is a hybrid between Latin music and Celtic music. And the group is called Salsa Celtica, performing a piece called El Agua de la Vida. It's the water of life. And this particular style of music gives new life to world music. And so musicians like Salsa Celtica are exploring collaborations with other musicians from around the world in very unique settings. And as I said before, some of it works really well. Some of it is still, shall we say, experimental.
I was going to ask you that. Does it surprise you that this works so well? Because this is not a combo I've ever heard before.
I got to tell you, Veronica, when I first heard Salsa Celtica, I was blown away by the wonderful marriage between the two sounds. So as I listened more and more to them, I found other groups that are mixing flamenco music with tango and other styles, and you hear these distinctive flavors. The Gypsy Kings are another group that really have this distinctive sound. So for the most part, it's very enjoyable, and again, it's really some music you can dance to.
Well, your next selection is from closer to home. It's Sweet Honey in the Rock from here in the United States. Tell us a little about the group and the selection you've chosen.
Well, I can't think of a more pivotal, important ensemble group than Sweet Honey in the Rock here in the U.S. And for over 30 years, they've been rendering edifying music from various traditions. And they do so in a positive way, illuminating messages about love, life, struggle, and hope. And their music is just as viable today as it was back 20 years ago, considering some of the social challenges we have in this country.
Well, let's give a listen.
I'm going trying to get my baby out of jail. I'm going to get my
personal story there with a social context, but the voices in Sweet Honey in the Rock always blow me away. I heard them first years ago, and they still hit you hard, those voices.
Yeah, they do. And with Bernice Reagan Johnson in the lead role there, you get this earthy, wonderful celebration of their messages and their stories, but particularly as a women's ensemble, they're very powerful and still today very highly respected.
And they've built up a huge catalog. Has it been 20 years that they've been around?
Well, in fact, they've been around almost 3 decades, maybe
wow.
even a little more. And their music is always edifying, but they do it out of love. There's never any angst in their music, but they tell narratives. Sometimes they're hard to embrace, but often they are steeped in reality.
Have you ever heard them live before?
No, I haven't had that privilege, and
they're
still going. Mm-hmm. They're still going strong, so maybe one day.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear the power of the voice up close and personal. The recording's fantastic as well. Well, we've got that that lush vocal sound from Sweet Honey in the Rock, and not a lot of instrumentation on that, a lot of voices. Now we're going to kind of go to the next one. This is called Deep Forest from France.
And so a contrast there, a lot more electronic sound coming out of France. Tell us about, I had not heard of Deep Forest before.
Well, they're an unusual group, and they're a musical group out of France. And you would call their style of music chill-out music or dance beats. And I love it because it really throws a curve at you about where world music can go when you employ electronic elements. They're a phenomenal group led by a couple of French musicians, Michel Sanchez and Eric Mouquet. And you really get this feeling of modernity in their music. And I like to play it because it gives listeners on higher ground, well, something very different from perhaps what they hear day in and day out.
What do you hear going on in that track? You hear it's from France. I don't listen to that necessarily. Think France. Mm. What do you hear when you listen to it?
Well, I hear really a chill-out flavor to the music, but with a groove. And so it sort of draws you in, and you hear this, what I call ethnic electronica. You hear the flavor of the language and the style of music. And so that mix between ethnicity and electronica, which they seem to do very well, I guess I should say in my thinking they in fact do, Deep Forest is to be really celebrated for creating within world music a very special genre.
Hmm. Well, that's Deep Forest. And you've got one more clip from us. And you describe this artist as one of, if not the single most important artist in world music. Give us some background.
Well, Youssou N'Dour, only because I've seen him in Morocco and I saw him in Africa, that I've become enamored with his music. I am one of his biggest fans. And I'm really one of millions around the world who think, in fact, he is the most important world music artist. He's from Senegal. He's celebrated all around the globe. He's dedicated to mixing his traditional music, the music of his homeland, wedded to other music traditions around the globe. And he's going to sing a very special song called Pulu Ardo. It's about the shepherd. And this is a really cool piece because it's a tale about a man who loves to tell stories to anyone who will pass by and listen. I have friends like that.
Let's give a listen.
Fiñu mu jangal ñax mi moko mom dox mi moko mom daf ko don li xari la li beyi la nagam yaangi al baangi baxi mamam kulo ardo
Wow, is this representative? I'm again a musician I'm not familiar with, as I'd like to be. Is this representative of the sort of things we'd hear from him?
Yes, it is, and much more. And I love messing with people's minds a little bit to give them something very different. And you hear the presence of the guitar, a very Western instrument being employed in African music. And people love him for it because he's very in tune to hearing sounds that mix traditional African music with other world sounds.
Well, Dr. Overby, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, this is a real treat. I hope you invite me back. I'd love it.
We would love to have you. This is a labor of love for you.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
It's so great to have you with us.
Dr. Jonathan Overby is the executive producer and host of the WPR Weekend World Music Show, Higher Ground.